Good evening. I'm Mark Green, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2022. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora, Amphimari. Well, another NZART conference has passed us by, and I wish to thank those that organised it for putting on the event. The weather held for the weekend, with blue skies making the whole experience enjoyable. It was good to catch up with people over the weekend and to see as many of NZART membership as possible present. The location for the next conference hasn't been set, as no branches have come forward to host it, but an organising team under NZART Councillor Warren Harris, ZL2AEJ, has stepped forward to commence planning for the 2023 AGM. Warren will report back to NZART Council before the end of the year, if this group can find a location and have the ability to run the event. If not, it will be run in Wellington next year as a one-day event similar to the 2020 AGM. NZART Centennial Conference in 2026 will be run by the Auckland branches, so start thinking now of your ability to attend this conference. Also, as part of the centenary, a committee has been formed to start planning for that year's events. More information will be advised once additional meetings have taken place. A Sunday forum at this year's conference was chaired by Vice President Daniel, ZL2DRV, with good attendance to begin this process. Amateur of the Year for 2021 was awarded to Bob Vernal, ZL2CA, for his work on securing the 60 metre or 5 megahertz allocation for amateurs in New Zealand. An update to the GURL is required, and we have been advised that RSM will complete this prior to the sub-licence expiry date next year. An article on this award will be included in an upcoming issue of Breakin. Both remits were passed, remit 1 with minor wording change and remit 2 with a change from 5 councillors to 6, with 2 from the North Island, 2 from the South Island and 2 from anywhere else from within New Zealand. Also, in the next issue of Breakin will be the call for nominations for the 2023 election. These nominations must be into the returning officer by 31 December 2022. So again, start thinking now for your nominations for the 2023-25 Council. Biographies of the nominees will be in the January-February 2023 issue of Breakin. As no call book will be produced this year, a call has been made for those wishing to have input into the repeater and beacon maps to forward all your corrections or other information prior to 1 November 2022 to Neil Ellis. He can be contacted via the following email address, callbook at nzart.org.nz, callbook at nzart.org.nz. These will be published along and together with other items of interest in the November-December issue of Breakin. Also, remember to have your branch details up to date. Check the listings on the NZART website. This is a single source of truth for this information, so don't blame the editors of Breakin if the information is incorrect when printed. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, has resigned as one of the AALOs due to his work commitments, as he no longer has the time to dedicate to this role. NZART is now seeking expressions of interest in this role to work alongside the other ALO, Richard, ZL2FY. If interested, please contact NZART for a job description. So there's a bit of a wrap-up of the news from conference. The minutes and other articles relating to the recent conference will be in the next issue of Breakin or the one after. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. NZART President Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. It's just a couple of days now until New Plymouth Branch 27 host the annual Taranaki Award. This will run for 5 days from Wednesday 28th September through to Sunday the 2nd of October. Points are earned for each contact with an amateur station in Taranaki, with higher points for club stations and the compulsory contact with ZL6RFA. All you need to know, including the rules and daily net times, can be found at ZL2AB.com. That's ZL2AB.com. Or by emailing the organiser, Doug Beale, on ZL3DUG at gmail.com. ZL3DUG at gmail.com. nzart.com. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, Jim, and tēnā koutou katoa. In the last HQ info line, I highlighted some of the AGM weekend's events, although very much clouded by the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the weekend appears to have been successful, with the sun finally shining over Wellington. A total of 71 registered to attend the weekend's events, with a further 3 for the evening dinner on Saturday. While this appears to be much smaller than previous years, from preliminary results of a survey sent out to all attendees, the majority received so far enjoyed the smaller 2-day event. Some highlights from Council and the AGM as follows. Call sign applications processing fees have reduced for new and lapsed call signs to $80 from the 1st of October. All other applications, that is secondary, one letter and changes to call signs, will reduce to $35 as at 1 October. Replacement certificates will remain at $25. The Youth Award went to Albert Wang, ZL1LB, Rosemary Boschier, ZL1RO, and Frank Hunt, ZL2BR, received the Jumbo Godfrey Awards for service to their branches. Frank was nominated for the award before he became a silent key. Therefore, Frank's daughter, Sarah, and grandson, Aidan, received the posthumous award on behalf of Frank. The Rothschild Cup was once again awarded to Christchurch Branch, with a total of 35 successful passes in 2021. Other branches I need to make special mention of are North Shore Branch with 16, Manawatu with 12, and Dunedin with 11. A total of 118 successful candidates for 2021, a new record in recent years for NZART. Having received 2 letters of complaint regarding a member, Mark, ZL2UFI, reported Council will not accept personal attacks on any officer nor employee of the association. This type of conduct is completely unacceptable, and their membership to the association will cease immediately should it continue. Any further defamatory comments on any platform of social media may result in legal action. He furthermore added, if you are seeking answers to anything, contact your local councillor, your president or headquarters. Raise questions, but not in a demeaning or derogatory manner. Lastly, Evan Sayre was presented with a farewell gift in recognition of his service for 25 years. ZL2UFI then presented me with a gift of thanks for my service to NZART over the past 25 years, which left me somewhat speechless. However, I am not considering moving on at this stage. Well, that's all from me for this month, Jim. Ngā mihi nui, hei kona rā. Until next month, back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Details tonight of the Marlborough 90th Anniversary Award, celebrating the 90th anniversary of Marlborough Branch 22 of NZART. The award will run from 1200 on Sunday the 6th of November through to 2359 on Saturday the 12th of November inclusive, and is available to all amateurs and listeners. Contacts can be on any band using phone, CW, FT8 or RTTY. The branch station ZL2KS is a compulsory contact worth 5 points. Marlborough Branch 22 member stations are worth 3 points. All other Marlborough stations are worth 1 point. 30 points are required, including a contact with ZL2KS, and stations can only be worked once. For more information and details on log submission and payment details, see zl2ks.org.nz. zl2ks.org.nz. That's the Marlborough 90th Anniversary Award, commencing at midday on Sunday, November the 6th. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story this week is Hurricane Fiona, which brought devastation to the islands of the Caribbean. Amateur radio operators were part of the team responding to the vast needs of the region.
As Hurricane Fiona ravaged the region, amateur radio operators were hard at work in areas of the Eastern Caribbean and Western Atlantic. Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and the Turks and Caicos Islands suffered severe flooding, catastrophic wind damage, and major power outages as the storm, which grew to Category 4, made its way toward Bermuda. In addition to local communications support, the Hurricane Watch Net was activated, and the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network was handling health and welfare traffic. William Planas Montes, NP3WP, ARES Section Emergency Coordinator for Puerto Rico, reported that around 45 ham radio operators were working with different government municipalities, and ARES personnel were setting up equipment in anticipation of additional activity. Jason Tremblay, VE3JXT, Emergency Coordinator for the Bermuda area of the IARU Region 2, told AR Newsline that at the time of this report, planning was still underway by their executive team for that area. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
China is preparing to send a new ham radio satellite into orbit in the next few weeks. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, has the details.
The CAS-10 amateur radio satellite is set to go into space from China's Wenchang Satellite Launch Center in early November, where it will be sent to the Tiangong Space Station aboard the Tianzhou 5 cargo spacecraft. The satellite, which carries a VU linear transponder, will become operational sometime after its deployment from the space station around the 15th of December. The transponder is expected to operate all day throughout the satellite's lifetime, using a VHF uplink and a UHF downlink with a 30 kHz bandwidth. CAS-10 is also equipped with a camera. Hams will be able to send DTMF commands to download photos taken by the camera and stored in the satellite's flash memory. Satellite telemetry data will be sent via Morse code. For additional details and frequencies, visit the AMSAT UK link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. I'm Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. From NZRT Contest Manager Jeff Siddell 3GA, the Oceania DX contests are coming up soon. These are the two weekends of the year where the beams of the world are pointed this way and solar conditions are on the up, so it's a great time to have some fun in the contest and improve your DXCC count. The SSB contest is on Saturday the 1st, Sunday the 2nd of October. Starting at 0600 Zulu, that's 7 p.m. New Zealand Daylight Time on the Saturday night. The CW contest is held the following weekend on the 8th and 9th. All the information you need can be found on the contest website, www.oceaniadxcontest.com. And this is also linked from the contests page on the NZART website. The Oceania DX contest, coming soon. Next Saturday, October 1st, that's the date for the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's annual sale day at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nairi Street, in Longburn. Yes, after missing a year at Longburn, the annual sale day, it's back. Doors open for sellers at 7:30 a.m. and to the public at 9 a.m. Now the usual kitchen food along with hot and cold drinks will be available. Raffles will also be running. Now the cost for a table of your own to sell your surplus goods, a full table, $25. A half table, $15. For further details or to book a table, email tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. And please note, this is a cash-only event. Please bring change if possible. That's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's annual sale day at Longburn next Saturday, the 1st of October. Now on the official broadcast, it's time for Branch News. Here's Stephen, Siddell 4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start tonight with advance notice of the Western Suburbs NZART Branch 03 used equipment sale on Saturday the 5th of November at the Rosebank Road Primary School on Rosebank Road in Avondale. Open to buyers at 9 a.m. and the sale closes at midday. There will be a cafeteria operating with hot food and drinks too. Now, if you'd like a table, you should contact the organisers before the sale day, just so you don't miss out. The contact is Merv01SK by email at mervthomasmusic@gmail.com. That's mervthomasmusic, all one word, @gmail.com. To Franklin Branch 10 NZART, which has its next meeting on Tuesday the 18th of October, where there will be 3 10-minute show-and-tell talks on CW, rallies, and hydrogen welding. Now that's quite a mixed set of topics. And just a look forward to November, and the annual general meeting is on Tuesday the 15th of October. And these meetings are held in the clubrooms at 19 Stadium Drive in Pukekohe, starting 7:30 p.m. Wellington Branch 50 NZART has a social group meeting on Tuesday the 27th of September at 1:30 p.m. at the QTH of ZL2AG, which is at 14 Vicenta Avenue in Nio. And down south to Nelson NZART Branch 26, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, October the 19th. Jim ZL2BHF and Chris ZL2CJC will give a presentation about digital mobile radio, or DMR. And on Saturday the 5th of November, there will be a junk sale starting 11 a.m. at the Inner Glynn Community Hall in Tuckett Place, Stoke, in Nelson. And finally to Marlborough NZART Branch 22, which has a general meeting on Thursday the 13th of October, starting 7:30 p.m. at the EOC, which is located at the Wither Road Extension in Blenheim. Gary Lodge will speak on his life and times. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Before concluding the broadcast tonight, a quick note from the grand old man of the Old Timers Club, Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU. OTC, an affiliated group to NZART, is in urgent need of a treasurer, a secretary, and an OTC break-in scribe. If you think you might have an hour or so of spare time per week that you could spare to assist with any of these OTC positions, please drop a line to Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU. You can email zl2atu@extra.co.nz. Ivan would be very pleased to hear from you. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 30th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.